Parshas Kedushim, Chamishi, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tes Vav. Lo tasu avel b'mishpat. You should not do wrong injustice. Lo tisof pnei dal. You should not favor a destitute man. V'lo sehadar pnei gadol. And you shall not honor a great man. B'tzedek tishpat misecha. With righteousness you should judge your fellow. Rashi says, lo tasu avel b'mishpat. Malami, which teaches you, Shadayin Hamakal Kel Asadin, a judge who perverts the judgment, Kari Avel, he's called a wrongdoer. Son of hateful, Mishukat, repulsive, Cheren, banned, Visoeva, and abomination. Sha'avel Kari Toeva, we find that the wrongdoer is called a Toeva, Shanemar Kito Avas Hashem, the Gomer, calls Avel. He's an abomination to Hashem, anyone who does wrong, but Toeva, Kari Sheketz, and abomination is called repulsive, the Cheren, and banned, Shanemar Losa Visoeva, Visecha. And the Torah compares Toeva to these words. Do not favor a destitute man. Don't say, this person is poor, and the rich person is obligated to provide him a livelihood. As I can, I'll pronounce the verdict in his favor. And it'll be found, that he gains his livelihood in cleanliness, without shame. Don't do that. Don't honor a great man. Shaltamar, don't say Arshur is a wealthy, Ben Gadol Muzay is the son of a great person. How can I humiliate him there and see his humiliation? There's a punishment for thinking like that and for doing such a thing to embarrass him. The Torah says, don't honor a great man. Either the simple way of reading it means the righteousness, you should judge a person. You should judge a person righteously. Or the other reading is, you should judge your friend according to a scale of merit, meaning in a favorable way, in a situation of doubt. Don't go about gossiping among people. Do not stand over the blood of your friend. And Hashem, I am Hashem. Rashi says, I say, says Rashi, anyone who instigates bad will, and who relates Lashon Hara, they go to their fellow's houses, the ragil, mayira, to spy what bad may they see, or mayishmura, where they may hear bad, the sapra mishuk, to like related to the market, to the public. When you call them, they're called gossipers, holchi regila, those who go around spying, espiesment, which means spying in Old French. That's the first understanding. Varaladavar and Ludavar, and the proof of my words, shalmatzina brachilos, she'in kasab lashon halicha. The word rachilos, which means gossiping, always is connected with the word halicha. Lo seilach rachil, don't go about gossiping. Halicha rachil nachoshes of barzel. Gossips is stronger than copper and iron. Vashar lashon hara, but other lashon hara, in kasab halicha. It doesn't say halicha. Mal shini b'seisarei or lashon remia, lashon b'deberes gedolos. Kachin yomar, the first is Rashi. I say, shalashon lashon halicha margil. The word holy rachil is like going and spying. Shakaf nachlaf begimel, because the rachil with a chaf is interchangeable with the gimel. Shakal osu shenimsos b'makamacha, because all the words, all the letters which have the same source from their mouth when they're formed, the schach zubizor are all mixed together and interchangeable. So the base with pei uvav, the base was interchangeable with the base and uvav. The gimel b'kaf akuf akaf, the base, the gimel, the kuf and the kuf. Nun b'lamed, nun and lamed go together. Reish v'zayin b'tzadi, reish v'zayin and tzadi go together. V'chein v'yargel v'dachli slurred your slave, which means rachel and ragel, which means malicious talk. Ragel b'mirma, he spied treacherously, limor elayra, to say evil to me. V'chein lo ragal alayr l'shonot, he did not slander with my tongue. V'chein rovchel ha'socher u'margel achar koschor, a peddler who goes around and spies out any merchandise. V'chol mocher b'sam anyone who sells spices, the skashi b'ham anoshim, for a woman to be adorned. Hashem Shemachzer Tamid Ba'arayos Ba'ayoros, it goes around the towns. Nikri Rochel, it's called a Rochel, Lashon Rogel, which means going on foot. But Targum says Lo Sech Rochel means Lo Sechun Kurtzin, don't eat of winking, which means Kemo V'achlu Kurtzayan Z'Yehudai, they ate the winking, I mean they slandered the Jews. Achal Be Kurtzo B'Malka, again it says they slandered the Jews in the house of the king. Nirba Ne'es Rashi says it sounds like Unkus is saying Shaya Mishpatam. The practice was to eat food in a house of one who received the word of the one who received the words of gossip. And it was a sign of final affirmation. That the words were authentic. And they're going to be dashed for the truth. The osa halta, and that mouthful, nikris achilas karusin, is called eating of wink, eating of winking. Lashon koris beinav, he winks with his eyes. Shkin derech kol hachin rachel. It's the way of all who gossip. Likros beinav, to wink with their eyes. Limbos to very rachilas, them to communicate their words of gossip in through this gesture. Shlo yavinu sha'ar hashomem, to the other people don't understand what they're saying. What he's saying. Lo sa'amon adam recha. Literally speaking, he's also to see his death. V'ata yochel atil, and you could save him. Kigon to a menorah, he's drowning the fire or wild animals attacking him. Listen, or banter, or bamalayev are coming upon him. And Yeshem namon l'shalim p'schar, v'namon l'froa, v'parea. Hashem is faithful to pay reward, and faithful to exact punishment. Chosef Yud Zayin. Lo sisna esachicha b'lavecha. You should not hate your brother in your heart. You should chastise your friend. Lo sisa l'avchid, and you will not bear sin. Rashi says, "Lo sisa l'avchid, lo sab b'pnei chaver." Don't make his face pale when you're giving him a mussar in the public. Lo sikidches, lo sakum, lo sitor. You should not take revenge. You should not bear a grudge. As b'nei amecha, amecha v'haftalircha kamochen Hashem. Don't bear a grudge against your members of your people. You should love your fellow as yourself. I am Hashem. Rashi says, "Lo sakim." Lo sikom, amar lo, one person says to another person, hashilenu magalecha, lend me your sickle. Amar lo, lav, he says no. L'mach, the next day, amar lo, the second person, it's the first person, hashilenu kagimach, lend me your hatchet. Amar lo, any mashulcha magalenju, k'derch sholi shalatani, the same way you didn't let me get your sickle. Zuy nikama, that's called revenge. Ezun, it's here, what's a grudge? Amar lo, hashilenu es kagimach, lend me your hatchet. Amar lo, hin, the first person, the second person says no. L'mach, amar lo, the next day, the second person goes to the first person and he asks him, "Ashlein magalecha, lend me your sickle." So Amar lo, halacha, here you go. The ain kamocha, but I'm not like you. Shalohu shaltani, for you did not lend me your hatchet. Zuhin yitir, this is called keeping a grudge. Shnotar eva believo, he's keeping the hatred in his heart. Af pisha inonokim, even though he doesn't take revenge. After the kamocha, Omer b'kiva, sekla gadla b'torah. This is a great rule in the Torah. Pasuk yitas eschul kusati shmaru. Watch my observe my statutes. Beham tocholos arbia. You should not meet your animal with another species. Kalayim, sadachalos, sizra, the kalayim. Your behemoth, you should not, sorry, be a kalayim. Don't mate with another species. Sadachalos, sizra, kalayim. You should not sow your field with mixed seeds. Ovega, kalayim, chanez, lo yale alach, and a garment that is a mixture of combined fibers shall not come upon you. Rashi says, as chukasai tishmar, elohim, these are the following chukim. Vem tchalos, abed, kalayim, vigomer, your animal should not meet with another species. These are all the Kishim Lakim which don't have any rational behind them for man to see. Why is it stated? Don't wear any shanis, and it should be and of wool and linen together. You can't wear shearings of wool and bundles of linen fibers, beg it specifically a garment of them, and the rabbis, how do you even felt? Which is carded, it's not spun or twined. Tamalomar, shanez, combined fibers, dovashu, shotoviv, nuz, which means carded, spun, or twined. And I say, nuz, which means twined, lashon davar, had nimalal, shishazer, mizet, mizet. Something rolled and twisted together, lachabr, to bind it, which means mistur, belaz, which means a mixture in Old French. Kemo, chazon, lenazi, the icy bahon. They are fit for the withered ones that are inside of them. We interpret that to mean withering, flester belaz, which means withered in English. For lashon shani is in the word, and the word shani means perish menachem. Menachem explains mechver summer pishon, a combination of wool and linen. A man lying carnally with a woman, and she's a slave woman who's been designated to a man. And freedom has not been granted to her, but there shall be an investigation, there shall not be put to death, for she is not been freed. Rashi says in the Chrefas Leish, that she's been assigned Miuchas to at least to another person. I don't know the word Chrefas any other place in the Torah. Shivcha Knanis Shechetz Shivcha Chetzi Baschorin. We're talking about specifically a half-freed, half-slave woman who's engaged and married to a Eved Ivri who's allowed to marry a Shivcha. That's what we're talking about in the Pasuk. This means redeemed and not redeemed. I mean, the redemption is through money, as we'll see. In other words, they explain that the two verbs used in this pasuk are included to apparently tell us a chiddush. Here, if we take the words of Haftela and Haftesa at face value, it would be stating the obvious. Meaning, if the Torah refers to a shifcha as a slave woman, it goes on that saying that she's not been redeemed. The Haftela and Haftesa, therefore, separates into two distinct and opposite verbal effects. She has been redeemed, and she has not been redeemed. That's what we're saying, the source that we know that it's a half freed and half slave woman. Ochufsa, vishtar, through a document. Bikorestia, he lokesh, she gets locked, malchus, lashes, lohu, but not him. Yish al bezin, it is incumbent on the court of Akras and everything vested, the magistrate, lochai, the misa, to not make a chayv bisa. He lochufsa, because she's not been freed fully. They can check condition, give her, she doesn't have a full fledged marriage. Rabbi Sain, alam de mikan, the rabbi is learned from Mirshi, Misha, who malchus, when he gets locked, lashes, te bikura shall be reciting the kriya. Shadayna malchim, koran, asaloke, from the drasha of Bikoris, which means to be investigated, Chazal say means Bikriya, there should be a reading when the lashes are being administered. Kilo chupsa, the figure in chiyov lehamisa, therefore he is not chayav misa with her. Shein kedushin, because it's not a valid marriage. Ha'im chupsa, but if she's free, kedushin kedushin chayav misa, then it becomes a full fledged marriage, and then he will be chayav Misa having relationships with her. Pasuk of Aleph, vehevi es hashmo, and he should bring a carbon hashom hashem pesach hamoed to the pesach of gil hamoed el hashem a ram of guilt offering. Pasuk of Beis v'chibra lava koin be el hashem lefnei Hashem, the koin will forgive the cause forgiveness with through the ram of the hashem before Hashem. Achlasa shachata through the sin that he did. Nusachla mechalasa shachata, and he'll have a forgiveness from the sin that he has committed. Rashi says. The Rambam says amazing, Keshogi, one who does it intentionally, is like someone who does it inadvertently, he still brings his covenant. Pasuk Chav Gel, the Chis of all hearts, when you come to the land, when Tatum Kolis Machan, you plant any food tree, for Alatem or Laso, as per no, you should treat its fruit as Arla, Shloshanim Yel Lachem, Arilim, for 3 years, it should be an Arla to you, Lo Yechel, it should not be eaten. Rashi says, for Artem as Arla so, Atamtem Atimaso, you shall block its blockage. Yeah, tum vin estam should be blocked, enclosed me, allowing this manna from deriving benefit from it. Shol shanim tia lachem arelim, meyom se man alo when you can be shafni tessa from the time that it's planted. Yachol in its neo, you might have thought, if you stored the fruit in the first 3 years, alach v'shol shanim yomi, you might have 3 years, it would be permitted principle. Tam alomar, yehei, ben yosin tia shirmin in state of being forbidden once it's been detached from that time. Pasuk Chav Dalet of Hashana HaRaviz in the fourth year, Yehi Kol Perio, it should be all its fruit, Kodesh Halalim Hashem, sanctified loud into Hashem. Rashi says, Yehi Kol Perio Kodesh, Kmaitashini, like second, like Maitashini, Shekosubo, Chomasar, Sugomer Kodesh Hashem, Ma Maitashini, just like Maitashini, Shini, in a Nachal, Chosel Chomas, Yerushalayim, Mitzayin, outside the walls of Yerushalayim, El Papidon, unless it's redeemed, Zakain, Vidar Zahilul Mashem. This is true, and this is the reference of Hilul Mashem. It's allowed into Hashem. Shino Sisham, the Shabbat Lahal Lashamayim. Because you carry the 4th year fruits to Yerushalayim to praise and to thank Hashem for all that He's given him. Pasuk Chafei, Vashem Achamish in the 5th year, Tuchel is period, you can eat the fruit, Lahosu Lachem to Vaso, in order to increase its crop for you, and Yesham Achacham, I am Hashem Rikat. Rach says, Lahosu Lachem to Vaso, Mitzvah Zos Tishmarenu. The Mitzvah. The command that you will observe, Tia, also Cham Tivasa will be in order to preach a crash. Bischara for its reward, Anime Varachalacham Paris and Matthias, I will bless the fruits of the planting that you did. Hire Bikiva, Mary Bikiva said, Divir Torah can negate Yitzhara. The Torah speaks against the Yitzhara. Shalema Adam, Prishnus, Shem say, Hari, Arbashanim, it's 4 years, and Sarba, I'm traveling over the tree, Fina, without any reason, to get home, and the host of the Cham Tivasa, there's an incentive, Hashem will increase the crop for you. Ani Hashem Hamatiach, Alkach, I am Hashem promises on this, but I'm on the Shmar Haftachasi, and I'm trustworthy to keep my promise. Pasuk Chav Vav, Lo Sachlu Al Adam, don't eat blood, Lo Sinah Hashuv, Lo Sananu, you should not practice divination, you should not believe in lucky times. Rashi says, Lo Sachlu Al Adam, Lahar Beipanim Nidrash, the Gemara Sanhedrin makes any different drashas from this. Asar Shalayachol Bim Saikodshim, it's a drasha you shouldn't eat flesh, that which is holy. Before the blood has been sprinkled, don't eat the animals' meat of chulin before this life has been departed, but or harbe and many more. Lo sech nachashu kigon ilo hamenachashu. These people engage in divination. The chulin of office with weasels and birds. Mipito nafal piv. When they say omens like the bread fell from his mouth. Tzvi hefsik v'derech, a deer crossed his path. Lo sa'onenu lo shon ono sashos, which means lucky times, hours and hours and times. Sha'omer yom ploni yafel haschem lachol. This is a good day to start working. Shaploni kashon latesis is a bad hour to leave. Pasuk of zayin lo sakifu pasur sheichem. Don't round the edge of your scalp. Lo sach chis. You should not destroy as pasas a kanacha the edge of your beard. Rashi says lo sakifu pasur sheichem zemashret tzedav. One who makes his temples even lachori aznav with the area behind his ears. Upachachso in his forehead. Nipsis hakev rosho. Thus found, and thus found that the circumference of his head, a goal has been rounded off. So that around the perimeter. Shat machori also from the area behind his ears, he corrects the air of the roots of his hairs. L'malam mitzad of harbe are much higher than his temples. Pass is a ganacha. Sof hazak in the end of the beard, the gulav in its extremities. V'ein chamish, there are five. Shayim b'cholachi v'lachi, two on each cheek. L'mala at the top, eitz al rosh by the head. Shehu racha, which is the cheek is very wide. Yishu shtepeos, and they have two edges. Achas l'mata v'santero. At his cheek, and one below at his chin, the place where the two jaws connect to one another. Pasuk Chavchas Miser, the nefesh lo sitnu bisrachem b'ksov skaka lo sitnu v'chaim in Yashem. You should not make your flesh a scratch over a soul. You should not place a tattoo upon yourself. I am Hashem. Actually says Sarah le nefesh kin derech gan shal marim. This is the ways of the Amorites. Lo simsatim b'sarim kishemes lames. When a person dies, they scratch their flesh. Writing that is engraved and embedded, tattoos it, but macha with the needle of humashchil olman stays like permanently. Which means hang them, hukanum, which means hang. Tattoos are hanging because tuchvim eitz baretz. They stick a wooden pole in the ground, they hang them on the poles. And like the poles, they are found to be embedded with tuchvim and stuck the karka in the ground. You just have the poles and those hung on them are embedded in the ground, so the pigment is stuck in the flesh. Purpoint, which means pierced. Pasuk Chavtas. Al tachalal tzvidchal azmasa. Do not profane your daughter in prostitution for her. Losizna arz umala arzima. Lest the earth prostitute itself if the land became full of depravity. Rashi says, al tachal tzvidchal azmasa. But most ishta penui, one who gives over his unmarried daughter, libya for intercourse shalol lishem kedushin, not for the sake of kedushin. Los is na aretz. Imat osik, if you do that, aretz mizana as Pirasa, the earth will prostitute its fruits, which means lasos ba makamach, if you produce in somewhere else, lo bar tzachem mina in your land, v'chin omar, v'im nu rivim, showers will be withheld. Pesach lamin es eshap sai tishmar, watch my shalosim with the chitiro and vir my sanctuary, ani Hashem, am Hashem. Rashi says, "Mitzrayti ro liikonis lo b'makalo lo b'nalo uvav madoso uvav ekshav raglov." Don't go in with his staff, with his shoes, with his money belt, with his feet, with his dirty feet. Alpi shani matzirichem al mikdash eshav tishmaro in b'nei mikdash beis hamikdash tochas Shabbos. And even though I'm warning about the mikdash, how important it is, still keep Shabbos. Don't build the beis hamikdash on Shabbos. Pasuk lamed alef afteftnu el avos el yidonim. Don't turn to necromancy of avos and yidonim. Alteva kshav lo tamei b'hem. And don't seek to become impure through them. In Yisrael, Kecham, I'm Yisrael, God. Rashi says, "Al tefnu al ha'avos." I started about ov, the practice of the ov, necromancy, the yidoni and the yidoni. Ba'ov is a pisom. The ov is one who is called pisom hamadaber b'shichil when it speaks to his armpit. The yidoni, the machlis etzim chay b'shishma yadua. He brings an animal which is called yadua, the bone, the sochbiv into his mouth. The etzim adaber, the bone speaks. Al tevakshu lios asuk b'hem, don't be involved them. If you get involved in them, at the time you become pure before me, and I abhor you. And you should know who you're exchanging for whom. Pasuk on the base of Jain says about Takum, before you should rise in the presence of the old person, for that depends on Kenan, you should honor the presence of another, and fear Hashem, and Hashem, I am Hashem. Rashi says, Jain says about Takum, Yachos Zakan Hashem, you might have a condemnable elder. An elder, the only person who requires wisdom, this person who is condemnable, is not wise and therefore not obligated to honor. The Dart Pin is a Cain, is if he was honor, Lo Yishiv Bim Komo, he should not sit in an elder's place, Lo Yidab Bim Komo, he should not speak in his place, Lo Yistar Es Tzivaro, he should not contradict his words, Lo Yachol Yatsim Ima, you might have thought that he can close his eyes, Kamo Shelo Ra'eun, and avoid seeing him. Fech Nemar, Vereshim Lokecha, Hashem Yishav Firin Hashem Shre, Aridavar Zeh, Masu Lilo Shalo Seim. This is given to the heart of the one who does it, Shemakir Ba'elahu, the only person who knows what he's doing is really him. Cholavar Masu Leib, Nemar Bo, Vereshim Lokecha, anything that is given to the heart, it says, you have to fear Hashem because Hashem knows that your true intentions.